Dean Richards is off, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman joins us for entertainment news live from Las Vegas. Good morning, Cindy. I know that you in the past worked closely with Olivia Newton-John on a book, and now there's something new coming from her estate. Tell us about this.
Good morning, Bob. Olivia Newton-John, one of the nicest, most wonderful people I've ever worked with in this business. I wrote her book with her. And now a holiday album's coming out from her estate, which is exciting. She's recorded a bunch of Christmas songs over the years, both in concert and in her studio, and a new one called Angels in the Snow. They're calling it a reimagined holiday album, out pretty soon. And all kind of duets. She sings some of the holiday classics like Come All Ye Faithful with Chicago's Jane Lynch, who went to ISU. And there's another duet with, of course, her Grease co-star and dear friend John Travolta. They sing White Christmas. And Michael McDonald's on there singing All Through the Night. So if you're a big Olivia fan, check it out.
Her voice lives on. Love it. This is a big week in Washington for quite a few folks in the entertainment world, isn't it?
It is. And you see the list of the National Medal of Arts and you're like, I can't believe these people don't have it already from years past. But this year in Washington, a few days ago, President Biden handed out this very prestigious award to Steven Spielberg. Can you believe he doesn't have one yet? Spike Lee, same thing. Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, the late singer Selena, Ken Burns, Aaron Sorkin, and the late Anthony Bourdain. And very sweet, Missy Elliott's been on Instagram all week. She said, I'm humbly grateful, crying tears of joy to have this, and thinking of the day when I wasn't so strong, but through my faith and prayer, I kept going, and look where I am now. So nice and inspirational for anybody who's trying to get there.
Very nice. Rob Burnett is a name some of us remember from the David Letterman show. He was once the head writer and executive producer, and he's got a new project coming out. Tell us about this.
This sounds really cool. It combines Lily Gladstone, who was Oscar-nominated for the Scorsese movie, Killers of the Flower Moon, with Sharon Stone, always a force of nature, a new indie comedy called In Memoriam, based on, you know, at the Oscars and the Grammys, the people who passed the year before. And this stars Mark Maron, and he's a guy, an actor. He finds out, sadly, he has a terminal cancer diagnosis, but he's obsessed with being in that next year's In Memoriam list of people. And he relentlessly, while alive, is campaigning to be there, which is sort of against, you know, everybody's rules of that. But Rob's calling it a heartfelt journey for a guy who just wants a little nudge on the Oscars.
Yeah, I've heard of campaigning to win an Oscar, but not campaigning to be on the In Memoriam list. That's pretty wild. Well, it's not even Halloween yet, but Hollywood is thinking about Valentine's Day 2025, aren't they?
They are, and they had the trailer dropped yesterday for Valentine's Day, showing how fast time goes. A sweet, wonderful actor. He was also an Oscar winner, Kay Wee Kwan, who won for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And he's going to star in something called Love Hurts, but it's not what you think. It's not a big love story. He plays a mild-mannered realtor named Marvin, working in Milwaukee. And, you know, he's just a mild-mannered guy, and it turns out Marvin used to be a hitman a few years back. And, you know, his worlds converge, and, you know, can you sell houses in Milwaukee and run from the mob at the same time? We'll see.
We'll
check it out.
We have an update on our Spider-Man, Tom Holland. What's he doing?
People were worried for a minute that they were going to have a new Spider-Man, and he's the best Spider-Man ever. But the good news is, no worries, he's juggling this kind of cool Christopher Nolan movie that's a big secret. It's going to be Tom Holland and Matt Damon in something set not in our time, which can mean anything. But there's that, but he really blocked out all of next year for Spider-Man. The next one, he's got the red onesie out of the mothballs, and it's called Spider-Man 4 for now. Starts filming next summer, and he said this week, it's happening, everything is good to go, I can't wait.
And finally, let's talk about Kelsey Ballerini. People around here are tired of hearing me talk about her. I was early on the bandwagon, and last year I saw her at the Rosemont Theater, and I knew this was going to happen. Now she's playing stadiums, isn't she?
She's playing stadiums. Do you know anyone who might be interested in this, Bob? Like, she was playing stadiums.
Uh-huh.
And he sold out Madison Square Garden in minutes. I mean, who does that? Bruce Springsteen and Kelsey and Taylor. But she just sold out Madison Square Garden. And next week, set the DVR. Tuesday, she's on the Today Show. Brand new album coming out. Next week also, called Patterns. You can already download a few of the songs. One's called Sorry Mom, so that's a little confessional. And one's called First Rodeo. And she's kicking off this massive tour coming to Chicago on January 23rd. Tickets go on sale October 9th. So I think you should also register at KelseyBallerini.com. If you just register as a fan, you can get in on the pre-sale.
The United Center, January 23rd. Yeah, you know what? I knew this would happen. The big stadiums now for her. What's nice is that she's donating $1 from every ticket to her Feel Your Way Through Foundation that supports mental health charities. So we like that. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Bob.
One more bit of entertainment news this morning. Cardi B says she is recovering from a medical emergency and will have to miss her performance at an Atlanta music festival this weekend. She shared no details of the medical emergency or her current condition. She was set to perform on Saturday. Cardi B announced the birth of her third child, a girl, with rapper Offset last month. They are currently going through a divorce.